terms of use.
Seven after the hour, this is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friends Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, and Jack Stockwell. Jack is an upper cervical NUCA doctor. His offices are in Utah. He's in both Salt Lake City and down at St. George's. He's online at jackstockwell.com. Today, Jack, one of the themes of the program is aging. There's a new poll out suggesting that half of the baby boomers that are around, these are people born between 1946 and 1964, which was spread between my birthday and Richie's birthday. We are apparently convinced that we will be able to live only if we keep working.
Yeah.
You look at all of 55% of the people in the survey say, Roberta, that they will not be able to retire. And so one wonders about health and how that goes along. We've been highlighting a number of people who have lived. The fellow, I don't know if you heard me, Jack, talking about the fellow who's 100 that celebrated his birthday this weekend by marrying his 93-year-old girlfriend that he's been with for 20 or 30 years. And then there are these twins in Portland who are 100 years old this past weekend. And you look at the number of people in Oregon, census says there are 9,100 people older than the age of 85 just in that state alone. It's kind of a nice story about Elizabeth Webb and her sister, Hannah Mae. Their husbands both died when they were in their 60s. So they've been without men or without companionship except each other. When their husbands died in their 60s, they moved in together, and they have stayed together. They have some issues. One of them has tremors and that sort of thing. But you hear more and more of these stories. And then there's the story at DougSteffen.com today about the 92-year-old woman who's become the oldest person to finish a marathon. A 92-year-old Hawaiian woman, the oldest person to finish a marathon. So you think about all kinds of things. You think about health and well-being. What do you do if you're confronting something that's problematic and you know about it? If you don't know, you've got problems with your lungs, whatever it is, it must be that people come when they ask you, when you're treating people, like you'll treat me this Saturday when I come visit, you'll be going through the usual stuff, my neck, and you'll look at the x-ray and say, I don't understand how you can move your neck. Well, you know, I have found the theory of people who have problems. I fell down the stairs when I was 3 years old. Not only did it do a number to my neck, apparently it did a number to my head as well. And so when you look at the history of people and you think, okay, when you're looking at somebody who's in their 40s, can you tell by looking at somebody how old they will live? Can you tell by examining the patient's body within, you know, fairly close proximity how old somebody will live?
I do in my practice, in my physical exam of a patient, the same thing that doctors used to do 100 years ago before they started having all this high-tech, sophisticated examination and imaging equipment. I look at their hair. I look at their skin. Mm-hmm. I look at the color of their eyes. I look at their nails. I just look for signs of some kind of exuberance. In other words, they are moving towards the peak of their life or they're moving away from the peak of their life, and it's not some median age. Mm-hmm. There are people that I've started taking care of in their 60s and 70s 15 years ago that are in their 80s and 90s now, and they're in much better health now than they were 15 years ago.
And that's
because
fascinating.
Of the choices.
Mm. So let's put it in that perspective again. Go through that. You look at somebody and tell them, or you can tell yourself, whether they are headed toward the best years of their life or whether they've already passed the best years of their life.
Or whether they could change and have better years and the best years of their life.
Precisely, because a lot of people just flat out give up.
Uh-huh. Right.
You know, either some emotional trigger has taken place, a death of a loved one, a loss of a job, some kind of financial reversal, whatever. And so they kind of just start checking out. And you can see this in their eyes. And then there's other people who may find love at 75 years old, like this older couple you were mentioning earlier. And the attitude that's in the frontal lobe of the cortex of the brains has so much to do with our overall expression of life and whether we're checking out or whether we're going to move on. So, like Morgan Freeman said there from Shawshank Redemption, get on with living or get on with dying. Yeah. And there's a lot of people who get on with living by the time they hit 70.
So, but let me ask you this. You know, I think I kind of checked out, I mean, not checked out really mentally, but physically from the time I was 35 to 44. I was just kind of there. And then when I was 44, I started getting back into it again, and I feel much better.
What do you mean checking out? What does that mean?
Well, I wasn't taking care of myself the way I should have from the time I was 35 to 44 type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm in good shape. I feel good again.
Look at all the weight you've lost since January in the MetaFast.
So now let's say somebody checks out and they're 64. Is it still, can you still get it back at 64 or 74 or 84? Or have you set a path?
He's asking you about me, whether I can get it back.
No, you haven't lost it. Yeah. At some point, have you set a path for your health to where you cannot get back to great shape? Or, I mean, I know you can always get in better shape.
That's a good question.
Well, no, you can change the road you're on any day of your life once you decide that's what you want to do. For instance, there are a couple of ladies who live together who, they never married. They'd been, in and out of relationships with several men, but they never really settled down, never married, never had a family. They both discovered each other, I think, through their church, and they ended up being roommates a number of years ago. And they've just stayed with one another all these years. They're in their 80s. They've been under Mary's nutritional counseling for probably
five, six years.
Mary's
wife, who's a practitioner with Jack's, very good.
Right. Yeah, she does the nutritional work in the office. They just finished a month-long cruise down to Antarctica from one side of South America to Antarctica, up the other side. They're in their mid-80s.
Wow.
And to look at them, you'd be willing to lay money that they're both going to live to be 100.
Wow.
Their attitudes are beautiful. They're excited every time they come into the clinic, which is about once every, three or four months. They're just an example for everybody else to look at. While I have people half their age who've given up.
Yep. Wow. And it's just, it's really amazing. And we get this oftentimes, if you go to some of my philosophies, at the beginning of each hour I try to present a quick little snapshot of where you are or where maybe you want to be, but it always has to do with this message of hope or the message of moving, the message of might, the message that you have that basically says this is all about you and you can make it all about you if you don't succumb to the trap. And I will admit to you, because I have been there and I have done this, the self-saboteurs that are subconsciously in your mind that work away at you, you can't do this, you can't do that. So the push-pull of doing what you want to do in life, which is create and help for the most part, versus the stuff that, and you wonder why, if you believe in God, why there is this. Okay, why do we have these self-saboteurs? It's pretty outrageous.
Well, it's somebody somewhere is making money, Doug. And that's what it's all about. Because even the doctor, the medical doctor for these ladies, I'm their spinal doctor, but their medical doctor is so overwhelmed with the condition they're in, he's taking them off their medication.
Yeah.
He's told them, you don't need it anymore. Mm-hmm. Your bodies are healing. You're doing fine. They're both 85 years old.
Mm-hmm. But, Jack, don't you find that some people are just predisposed to doom and gloom, as opposed to some people are predisposed to, no matter what hits them, they just keep getting up and going back into it?
Well, sure.
I mean, I look here on our staff, and I mean, you look at Doug, and Doug's the best example. Doug can get hit in the side of the head with a brick, and he gets up, and he's like, all right, where's another brick? Come on, let me have it.
And not so much anymore.
Well, no, you still do. I mean,
I'm trying to avoid it, Rich.
But all of us, we wake up every morning and go, all right, here we go again. I'm ready. And some people get up, and they're like, oh, man.
Well, a lot of that begins with attitude.
Health?
Well, we already know that the brain manufactures neuropeptides inside the deeper areas of the cortex based on your general attitude of life. Again, we're getting back into something we've talked about in the past called epigenetics, which is the fact that what is happening on the outside wall of the cell determines much more the function of that cell than its own genetic makeup inside the DNA. In other words, that cell can be activated and work at the healthiest level of expression of life based on your attitude inside your mind, because you create these little protein structures with your thoughts, and you can shut down the cellular respiration, the cellular activity of the cells of your body just by constant negativity that we see expressed in the... Mary and I refer to these people as chi suckers, energy suckers.
Yes. Yeah.
And you want to do everything you can to avoid this.
Doug and I have both fired people that are energy suckers because they bring everybody else around them down.
Right.
So just to put an exclamation point on this, if you wake up in the morning and force yourself to have positive thoughts, even if you don't feel that way, it will then literally activate the cells that will make you healthy.
Well, you know, that's why we know that people who are visited in hospitals or receive cards and letters and phone calls from loved ones
and puppets,
get out of the hospital
fast.
Precisely, especially prayer.
Yeah.
These kinds of things
very
energize
important.
Us to the point
very
where
important.
Cells of
yep.
the body
yep.
beautifully
important.
Respond to this.
Yeah. Very
interesting.
Important. Very
yep.
interesting.
Yep. Yep.
All right, the report is special always when Jack is here. He invites you to go visit his website, jackstockwell.com. He and his associates are full of all kinds of help. His wife is marvelous. She's an inspiration. All the stuff that they've worked on over the years, he's put together. You can download a lot of his info. Just if you're not feeling well or you feel like Jack's got a great message, let me check it out more. Go to jackstockwell.com. All right, Jack, I will talk to you and see you on Saturday morning. Meanwhile, it's 18 past the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
You know, when my youngest went off to college, I thought now I'd have plenty of time to travel, see friends, and live an active life again. What I didn't expect was waking up throughout the night, sometimes three or four times, to go to the bathroom, not to mention the embarrassing accidents during the day. That's when I started using Better Woman, the all-natural, clinically tested herbal supplement that's helped thousands of women just like me regain control and freedom. With Better Woman, I don't have to worry where the next bathroom is. I sleep much better and have more energy. It's even helped my mood swings. Best of all, it's all natural, no known side effects. Call 800-701-7040 or visit betterwomannow.com to receive a free bonus bottle. That's 1-800-701-7040 or betterwomannow.com. Thanks to Better Woman, I feel like my younger self again. That's 800-701-7040 or betterwomannow.com. Better Man is also available for men.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Went deep for this one, Dudley.
Good for you, Ricky.
When I was a little bitty boy, I sitting on my papa's knee. I still remember every word my papa said to me. Boy, if you ever meet a pretty woman walking down the street, you better stop real still, look both ways, listen. Or you get in trouble when you see her go strutting by, or giving you that evil eye. And she got a kind of dreamy look, just enough to get you shook. Now, boy, don't you lose your head. Pay attention what your papa said. You better stop real still. Look both ways. Listen.
Elvis on the Good Day program, 24 and change past the hour. A little snippet from the soundtrack of Most of Our Lives. Peter Greenberg along in a few minutes, focusing on some vacation rentals that may be more enjoyable than what you have experienced in hotels and resorts. Saving money is what his travel tip is all about today here on Good Day. Elvis Presley, the subject of an expo day, an amateur photographer, has seen the king, so he says. Winston Jansen came across hundreds of insects on his trip to the Indonesia, and he took a picture, which is now positioned at DougStephan.com. The appearance to Mr. Jansen was a bug with a face that resembled Elvis's. A bug with a face. Yeah. So he has this shot. It's actually a good shot. If you want to take a look at it, DougStephan.com. Picture of an unusual bug in Singapore whose markings make it look just like Elvis. Where do we find these things is the question. Why, what do you care where we find them? Just go look them up. Get a picture. There's a shot of Charlotte on my bed in the house. She and Frank on the bed in the house.
Is he grown up now? Do you no longer call him Frankie?
No, I call him Frankie.
Okay.
Brendan calls him Franklin Delano. Franklin Delano Stephan is his name. That's his official name, right. As also in the box where there are a lot of pictures, the sheep that gave birth to a dog on a farm. You might want to check that out. That's, people say, huh? Just go to DougStephan.com and look around. The doors of the General Motors
show, the portion in the Geneva Auto Show, opening up, Richie. And as the first cars came in from Fiat, so came the Italian Elvis. They have hired somebody who looks like Elvis to be the spokesperson in Europe for the Fiat Chrysler line. Elvis has not left the building. This guy is called Sergio Marchionne. He happens to be a Fiat and Chrysler dealer over there, and he was dressed as Elvis, and apparently people, he became such a big draw at the auto show that it was the best year ever for Fiat and Chrysler. Now, it was the second, third year they've been together. How long has Chrysler been owned by Fiat? 3 or 4 years?
I don't know. Yeah. But I'm not sure, but do you think Elvis was a crumpler or a folder?
Jennifer. I don't know. We knew a lot more about his personal life than we probably wanted to.
Yeah, peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah. Anyway, so this guy is a car dealer. He dressed up looking like Elvis, and he's convinced a lot of people that he was a relative of Elvis's. And so this guy has now become the spokesperson for Fiat Chrysler in Europe. And I wonder if some of the ads will come or some of his work will come here. Chrysler now has 200,000 people working for it in Europe and America. The Fiat Chrysler line has improved greatly. You can go to the Chrysler dealer, I think it's supposed to be next year, where you can also get Fiats and stuff. Now it's the usual Chryslers and Jeeps and that sort of thing. But Elvis, an Italian Elvis, is now the spokesperson for Fiat Chrysler. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. In these tough economic times, a certain kind of travel is actually booming. I'm talking about vacation rentals. Many vacation rental services have reported an increase in bookings since the economic meltdown, because staying in a home costs, on average, 50% less per square foot than hotels. It's an especially viable option when traveling with a group. You have the option of cooking your own meals at home and spending time in your own space. And the best of all, you get to live like a local. You can rent through a management company or directly with the owner, but the basic caveat remains the same. Most issues stem from misunderstanding. So ask questions. What's the cancellation policy? When were the photos taken? And do they reflect the actual home you'll be renting? How many beds are there, not how many does it sleep? Find out if there's someone you can call 24/7, and if not, get all the emergency contacts like the plumber or the electrician. Last but not least, get everything in writing. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I must have hit a mogul straight on. Every time I went over, my leg broke. Even though it was New Year's Day, MedJet Assist was able to take care of everything.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
Hey, honey, you know that flight we were supposed to fly out on tomorrow? Well, it's been canceled because of the weather.
This was supposed to be our dream vacation. How did we end up here in the emergency room?
Where's my luggage? The carousel is empty.
Got a travel insurance plan? If you do, you can be covered for trip cancellation due to a covered reason. Medical expenses, lost luggage, and more. Cover yourself today. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access, built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Banging thrones have their tomb.
Just one of 11 great songs from their album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
It's 33 and change after the hour now. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for a word scramble. Roberta, how's your mind working today?
I do terrible in word scrambles.
Ah,
I don't know what it is. Things like Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
I mean, I consider myself highly intelligent.
You
and
are.
I look at this and I
it's
I
your
say,
frontal.
How do these people know this stuff?
All right, here's
it.
What here's the secret to this.
It's
I'm
so
learning.
Weird.
You're going to hear me talk a lot more now about the frontal lobe.
Okay.
Because I'm learning a lot more since I had my Sarah scan about my brain and what is where. The frontal lobe is responsible for, among many things, the speech, memory, words, that sort of thing, and crossword puzzles, your ability to do Scrabble, things that require you to put this sort of material together. Jennifer does a good job with this. Richie does a good job with this. Some of us have better frontal lobes than others.
My
all
frontal
right.
lobes are fantastic.
Yeah, frontal. She has the best frontal lobes I've seen in a long
time. Okay, now we're talking about headlights. We're talking about frontal lobes.
No. My wife does that.
Your wife has pretty good headlights, too.
Yeah, she does. She's that Sudoku.
Sudoku. I can't do that.
She loves that stuff. Man,
that's good. It's good for her. That's very good for her mind. That bodes well for her and her brain as you guys get a little bit older. Okay, so our word scramble. Here are the letters. There are, as I see them, nine letters. 800-510-8255 are the swell prize. Doug Steffen paraphernalia. I think we still have a few ski. And by the way, if you can't use the ski tickets we give you this year, you can use them as the year starts, I think, until December, don't you?
And if you can't use ski tickets at all, we'll give you something else.
Yeah, right. Picture of Rich.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Well, that'll
right.
be better
for
than
you.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. We'll send in skiing. Yeah, in your honor. All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Pen, paper.
Got it.
Pencil, actually.
I'm writing on Ellen DeGeneres right now on a paper.
All right, here we go. You have one R.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, got it.
I can name that letter in one letter.
Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead.
You have a B.
I got it.
Yeah, of course you do.
Ribbit.
What is the category?
The category
no,
is
no,
English
no, no,
words.
No, no, no. Yeah, thank you.
I'm not giving you any help.
Come on, it could be like Jeopardy.
I'm giving you no help.
Oh.
An R, a
another
B,
R? Oh.
Two T's,
T. T. Rabbit.
It's a rivet. Rivet.
That's what I guessed.
Batter.
And O.
And O.
No.
Uh-huh. And E.
And E.
And S.
And S.
Good Lord.
And F.
Uh-huh. And F.
And an I.
An I.
All right, what's the word? 800-510-8255. We've got 4 minutes to figure it out until 20 before the hour.
What's the first letter?
Letter
R.
The,
no,
first letter
the first
I gave
letter
you
of the word.
No,
was an R.
No,
we
did
that. R.
I can't do these.
B.
Yes, you can.
Two
no,
T's. If you say you can't yourself, didn't you hear what Jack was talking about? The whole last portion of the program was all about your mind and making your mind work for you, how you can change your whole deal in life if you have the right attitude. Your brain likes it when you have a good attitude. All right, where was I? I'll start over again. There are
ribbit,
one
toes five.
R. There's a B. There are two T's. There's an O. There's an I. There's an S. There's an E. And there's an F. That's nine letters, right? 800-510-8255. Would help if somebody was answering the phone, Rich.
Too busy answering.
One word,
on. Michael, get the phone. I'm
one
busy.
Word.
Okay.
All one word. I never give you two words. Always. Or if I'm not trying to trick you. This is just about figuring it out.
This is a good one.
All right. The winner gets a prize. 800-510-8255. An R. Let me go through it one more time. A B, two T's. An O, an I, an S, an E, and an F. Okay. Put your mind. How's that song go? La 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 la.
So usually this just pops for me, and it's not.
800-510-8255. Don't forget the Queen of Cheap Deals on movies, toys, cheese fondue. Today we have coupons, magazine subscriptions, that sort of thing. Dr. Ken will be along in a few minutes. And by the way, at DougStephan.com today, he has information on the connection of restless legs to your heart. If you have restless leg syndrome,
did that yesterday.
Maybe,
yeah.
I said, well, but we're following it up with information
okay.
That is actually on the website today. All right?
All right, back to my word.
Supermarket guru Phil Lempert, terrific information on radiation concerns over food coming from Asia. Don't eat it. That's about as fast and furious as we can make it work. The eye patch that John Wayne wore in True Grit.
Yeah, I saw this. That's cool.
Believe it or not, is up for auction. And that story is at DougStephan.com. The Golden Globe Award. He got an Academy Award. The first, this thing is expected to get, it can't be. Somewhere between $3 and $6 million.
For what? For the patch?
Yeah, come on.
No.
People are crazy. All right, this is the first single owner auction that has been held by this particular outfit. Let's see here. There are going to be cowboy boots and hats. Some of the scripts from some of his movies will be up as well. Can you imagine what that patch has seen, though? I mean, it's really amazing.
Yeah.
What?
It might be stinky.
Nah, I think it's cool. Some of the things from his personal archives, this is by way of trying to, his driver's license, passport, American Express card, that kind of stuff. His sons. Actually, I think Ethan and Patrick, the only ones that are still alive. John Wayne Enterprises says that they have never looked through Wayne's personal items. Hmm. They've been packed in storage, and so they got them out recently and decided they would take some of the items and put them up for sale and see what happened. I'm just looking to see what they're going to do with the money, and I'm not sure that they've said what they're going to do with the money.
Man, I just looked at the call screen.
What?
I could have gotten this.
Look,
it's fiber tops.
That's right.
That's what the chat room says.
All right, 20 minutes before the hour. Time's up. Let's pick a winner. Let's see here. Where do we want to go? We have Ohio, Minnesota, California, Washington, Arizona, Arkansas.
Yeah, I should have gotten this.
All right. How about we do...
We have the answer?
Yes, we do.
I don't have it.
Is it
no,
Eva? Is that how we pronounce your name, Eva? E-V-V-A, is that right?
It's Eva.
Eva.
It's pronounced Eva.
For
uh-huh.
Eva and Eva is what they say at Harvard. We're going to we'll make you a genius for Eva and Eva. All right, so Eva. That's a nice name, actually. Is it a family name?
Yes, it is.
Nice. Congratulations. I'm congratulating you because you got the right word. What's the word?
Frostbite.
Frostbite.
Yeah.
is the word. Do you realize everybody, she was the first one in, everybody had the right word except Richie, and Jennifer, and Roberta.
Well, no, everybody that called in with a guess had
all
the right word.
So, Eva, explain your thinking, please. How did you figure this out?
I'm just a word person.
Are you? Then you have good frontal lobes. You will not ever have. If you can keep working your brain like that, you won't ever get dementia or you won't have trouble with Alzheimer's and all that stuff because this keeps your mind working. It just feeds.
You want to know something interesting about the word frostbite?
Well, probably, Rich, yes.
When you go to unscramble.net and enter the letters to spell frostbite, there are no other combinations.
So it's the only word that could come.
Apparently.
Yeah. All right. There's another reason to figure it out. All right, so Eva, what's the story with you? Are you on your way to work? Do you work? What do you do?
I hang out with my husband at his auto repair shop.
Really?
And while I'm not helping him, I write books. I'm an author.
Have you published some books that we would know about?
I've published two romance novels through Avalon Books.
Have you?
Uh-huh. One came out just a few months ago, and one came out in February of 2009.
Hey, what's the one that came out a couple of months ago, what's that about?
It's called Major Daddy, and it's about a Army Ranger who's divorced from his first wife, and he's looking for his children that his first wife took off with.
Wow.
Hey, can Jennifer and I be the cover model for your next book?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to grow my hair really long, like Fabio.
And I'll wear, like, one of those crazy dresses and lean back over your knee, Rich.
That's right.
I would definitely use you guys as my cover model.
I will tell you what. I will see Jennifer next month. We will take a shot and a proposal shot, and we will send it to you and see if we can be the model for your next romance book cover, okay?
Okay.
All right, now, that'd be awesome.
You can also go to DougStefan.com if you like, Eva, and maybe you want to pick some pictures of these Swedish magazine models. The job applications for this job at this magazine have gone into the hundreds. They have an ad. They're looking for a beach bum who will go around the world to be screen tested at different beaches all over the world. They need somebody for that job. I don't know. Why wouldn't we all apply for that job?
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it sounds like a great
thing. So they want someone to be a beach bum?
Yep, that's what they're looking for. Check the story out. It's DougStefan.com. Magazine, job application, looking for somebody to be a beach bum all around the world. That's what the job is. Super duper. All right, Eva, we're going to give you a swell prize. Is that a good deal?
That sounds like a good deal to me.
Thank you. Very nice talking with you. If you ever want to be interviewed about what's in your book, send me a copy of the book.
Okay.
All right. Hold on just a second. That's a good way to get on, right?
There you go.
There's a new pill. I want to talk to Ken about this in a minute. Did you see the story that was running at DougStefan.com?
Which one?
The pill. If you look at the pill, you don't like heights? A lot of us don't like heights. I don't mind being in an airplane. Matter of fact, I kind of like being in an airplane. But there's a pill that's available now that psychologists say is the best way to get over this phobia. You expose yourself to the things.
It's called whiskey.
No, it's called cortisol, the stress hormone.
Yeah,
stress
hormone,
right, exactly. So let's find out from Ken whether this is something that we ought to be paying attention to or not. Also at DougStefan.com today, if you're interested in my presentation last Saturday, you knew last Friday and Saturday I was at Heidelberg in Ohio, my alma mater. My friend Tony Paradiso and I didn't present the keys to the radio station, but we helped in sort of crystallizing the encapsulation of a lot of dreams, the Media Communication Center, which has the Heidelberg radio station in it, the television station, our two commercial radio stations, WTTF AM and FM, was dedicated. And if you're interested in my presentation, if you want to see and hear what I had to say at the dedication to Heidelberg last week, that's there in the video of the day box at DougStefan.com. Dr. Ken, around the corner. It's 15 before the hour on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Save on faves now at Macy's. Find 25 to 50% savings on all your favorite items throughout the store. Separates for her, 25 to 40% off. Men's sportswear and collections, 25 to 50% off. Men's and women's suits, 50% off. Hotel collection, bed and bath, 25 to 50% off. Plus, save an extra 15 or 10% with your Macy's Star Rewards card. That is the magic of Macy's. Savings off regular and sale prices, exclusions apply.
All right.
Hello.
Hello. Wait a minute. I had to reach back over here because I was looking for some info. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, and I wanted to get the story behind the story. Ken, you heard me talking just a minute ago about the psychological side of getting over phobias and fear. A lot of us have them, and they present in different ways. Some of us are afraid of heights. Some of us are afraid of dying. Some of us are afraid of living. Some of us are afraid of dogs. Everybody's got their own. What are you afraid of, by the way? You got any fears at all?
Being late for the radio.
Good for you. That's very good. I'm proud of you. Jennifer, what fears do you have?
I don't like snakes.
I don't like spiders and snakes.
Heights.
All right.
I'm okay depending, I don't know, depending if there's a wall in front of me.
So what about this stress hormone, the story again at DougStephan.com, that people are being given? About 9% of adults in the U.S. suffer from various phobias that are incapacitating. And so you change the way your brain is thinking about the phobias. And I wonder if it's as simple. Is this like taking stuff for ADD? Is this like taking medication to sort of change the way the nerves get together in your brain? Is that what this is?
Doug, acrophobia, it's a fear of high places. And cortisone is a hormone that our body makes. We naturally have it. It protects us. It works to in many different places in the body. And we've talked about the dangers of excessive cortisone replacement. It can have destroying the muscles, including the most important one, the heart. But this is a study. It was a limited study, only 40 patients. And what they did was they compared it to placebo. And it did seem to help people forget about their fear of heights.
All right. So that's very cool. Help yourself to that information at DougStephan.com. All right, let's spend a minute talking about how well everybody is doing, from Richie to Roberta to Jennifer on this MetaFast diet.
I got exciting news.
Average weight loss is up to 2 to 5 pounds a week. Yes, Roberta, your news is?
I tried on all my summer clothes yesterday because I'm going down to the Bahamas in a week.
Yeah.
And I am into the size 10.
Wow. And where were you before?
I was at a 14 at the end of the year, and now I'm into a 10. I couldn't believe it. I was just, like, ecstatic.
Yeah.
I took all of my 12s and 14s, and I stuck them in a bag, and I'm giving them away. I'm saying, that's it. I'm never going to be 12 and 14 again.
All right, good work. This is the story that you hear over and over again, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
this very is successful, and yeah. I'm glad to hear it. It really works. And there's important news about how obesity can affect the life of your newborns. We should talk about it.
All right, let me just give people the number for MetaFast, the MetaFast diet, 800-506-4115. That's toll-free, 800-506-4115. And tell them you're listening to Dr. Ken. Results will vary. Consult your physician before you begin any weight loss program. Save a lot of money. Talk to the folks at MetaFast and lose a lot of weight. 800-506-4115. All right, so what is the story about babies born to big mothers?
Out of the journal Human Reproduction this week, Doug, women, another group who are thinking about getting pregnant, another reason to think about MetaFast, babies born to mothers who are obese in early pregnancy have a much greater risk of dying before, during, or even up to 1 year after birth.
Wow. What's the story of women taking estrogen and stroke risks?
Great news. Journal of the American Medical Association, stroke and other health problems linked with estrogen pills appear to fade when women quit taking them after menopause. This is reassurance that women can take them for short periods for symptoms of the menopause.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan?
Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are in the mid-fours. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. Act now to lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting even one day could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time homebuyers, call Hometown Financial now at 800-526-5399. Our friendly professionals will help you find the loan that is best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible. Discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-526-5399. That's 800-526-5399. Rates might never be this low again in your lifetime. Don't miss out. Call 800-526-5399.
This song is from a movie that was out during this week in 1987, Michael J. Fox movie, in fact. The movie is called Secret of My Success, and the song is called that as well by Night Ranger from the movie, again, number one during this week, 1987. Michael J. Fox was on last night on The Good Wife, playing opposition lawyer. He's still acting, but he's not hiding his Parkinson's.
Right.
I think that's part of it, Chuck, isn't it? That's sort of part
on that,
of his,
on that, on that show, that was a big part of it, yeah. I don't know if that was a repeat or he did a second episode.
No, this is the second episode. This is the evening. She didn't find out, although the suggestion is clear, that her husband had an affair with somebody that she knew, and it turns out to be, shall I give it away? Yeah, let's give it away. The lady who's the investigator, the Indian lady who's become quite popular on that show.
Okay.
And
isn't
I don't remember.
Best friend on the show?
Yeah, best friend.
Oh.
And apparently she bopped Chris Noth's character, which is he's the husband. All right, anyway, that's my television report. Now it's time for our contest. This is from the number one movie during this week in 1997. We have three clips. All of them will act as advice, if you will, if you know the story. Somebody sent me an email yesterday and said that I always say, that if you're on once, you don't have to, you aren't allowed to call in again. No, you may call, just not win. We like to spread the winning around, all right? So if you know and you aren't the first person in, let's say, for the contest last week, and you take a shot and you're the first person in today and know what this movie is, then you'll win the prize. All right, here's the first audio clip.
I was sitting there alone on prom night in that rented tuxedo, and the whole night flashed before my eyes.
Got it.
I realized finally, and for the first time, I wanted to kill somebody.
That's Richie's pal.
Got it.
800-510-8255. You know what? After listening to just one clip, you're even better. And that's saying most of the time you get these clips that you can't hear, or you can hear, but you don't know the first one. Sometimes it takes all three. Here's the second one.
So what's your business?
Professional killer.
Do you get dental with that?
Get dental with being a professional killer? Good. 800-510-TALK. Here's the last audio clue.
Just honestly don't know what I have in common with those people anymore. Nor with anyone, really. I mean, they'll all have husbands and wives and children and houses and dogs, and, you know, they'll have made themselves a part of something, and they can talk about what they do, and what am I going to say? killed the president of Paraguay with a fork. How have you been?
Really?
Yeah.
So his initials are JC, right?
Yep.
Yes.
All right. There's Trucker. He's got it. All right. 800-510-8255. Help yourself, as the line or two is still available while we have some movie news. Trucker, what's the secret today?
Interesting story here. While it was rumored that Chris Nolan's final Batman film was to shoot in New Orleans, it was announced yesterday that Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania will fill in for Gotham City in the next installment.
Really?
Yeah. The last two were filmed in Chicago. Why the move? Well, it will save Warner Brothers many and millions of dollars. So,
yeah.
But I just think Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania for Gotham City. Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's the only word I have.
Pittsburgh is a pretty dark city, and the movies are pretty dark.
The architecture of New Orleans just seems like it would fit so well.
Yeah.
That's wild.
I like Chicago. I thought it looked great. Other news, a sequel to the action film The Expendables will hit theaters summer 2012. Sylvester Stallone will once again star, but he will not write or direct it. In one story I missed from last
week. That might be a good thing.
Wait a minute, before you move on.
So who's in the cast? Is Arnold in the cast this time?
Haven't cast it.
I'm sure
they're going to add at least a few more older action stars.
Right.
One of the news... John Travolta was cast as John Gotti in a movie titled Gotti, Three Generations. Nick Cassavetes, who did the Notebook, will direct. Interesting thing here is John Gotti's son will be a script supervisor, so I have to wonder if they're going to make him into some sort of anti-hero. Hopefully not.
And you can be sure.
And
you can be sure that, what's his face, the Guardian Angel, Curtis Sliwa will not be
in that
movie.
True.
All right, so Steve Carell and Keira Knightley are in talks to star in a comedy called Seeking a Friend at the End of the World. Have you heard about that?
I did read that announcement. Carell's going to make a lot of movies now that he's left the office.
Well, he makes as many as Johnny Depp is making. Johnny Depp seems to be in every other movie that comes along, like Morgan Freeman. Samuel L. Jackson. What do you think?
He'll make a lot of movies. I don't know if he'll get paid as much as Johnny Depp, but he'll make a lot of movies.
So what is a guy like, what does he make for a movie?
Steve Carell does very good. I would have to think of at least $10 million a film.
$10 million a film. So you do three or four of them a day. That's a pretty good payday. All right, Andrean. Have I got your name right, Andrean?
Yes, Andrea, yes.
Yeah, what's the name of the movie?
Gross Point Blank.
Yes, number one movie during this week in 1997. Good job, ma'am. Hold on a second. Nice to have you on board. She's from Rio Rancho, New Mexico, here on Good Day.